Hi, I will be talking about the history of Boston. Boston was started by a man named John Winthrop. He was a leader and later would become the governor of the settlement in the New World and gave the famous sermon called A Model and a Christian Charity. Winthrop described the new colony as a city upon a hill. People came to Boston seeking religious freedom from the Old World, which was Catholic, and they were Puritans wanting to practice their own beliefs. When they came to the New World, they wanted it to kind of be a Puritan-only colony, and because of that, they were very harsh to other religions and kind of banned them from coming. So they had a ban against Quakers, and often if people were found practicing like Quakerism, or they called them like Baptist, they were hung or given other harsh forms of punishment. Early on in Boston, there were a couple of tragedies. One of the tragedies was a smallpox outbreak from 1636 to 1698, which was a very severe epidemic and killed 844 people, which was 14% of the population. And a lot of people were scared they were going to get it, so 900 people fled the city, and they also spread the virus by doing this. They tried to prevent it by isolation, but it really didn't work. Boston also had a really large earthquake that was the largest earthquake that hit the northeastern United States and gave damage to a lot of buildings and other things. There was also the Great Fire in Boston, which destroyed a lot more and led a lot of people to leave the city after the earthquake. During the Revolutionary War, Boston took a huge role in their protest and wars and things like that. They played a big role in the Stamp Act, which of 1965, where merchants avoided custom duties, which angered London officials and led to the crackdown of smuggling. Because of this, 4,000 British Army troops arrived in Boston in October of 1968, which showed massive force and gave tension between the Brits and the Patriots. In the late 1960s, Americans tried to get new rights against the Englishmen with like things like no taxation without representation. Another big thing happening leading up to the American Revolution was the Boston Massacre, which happened on March 5th, 1970, when British soldiers fired an unarmed demonstrators outside the British Custom Home, resulting in 5 deaths and escalating many tensions. Also, there was the Boston Tea Party that happened December 16th, 1973, where 30 to 60 local patriots disguised themselves as Native Americans and dumped 342 chests of tea in the Boston Harbor. The British got really upset with this, the Boston Tea Party, and then they shut down the port of Boston, making Massachusetts not being allowed to trade with a lot of people and not being able to use their harbor. Also, the Battle of Lexington and Concord happened in April of 1775 and was the first battle of the American Revolution, where the famous Paul Revere warned the troops that the British were coming. Boston turned into a small town in 1780 to a seaport with high populations by the 1800s, with 10,000 in 1780 to 25,000 by 1800s. Boston participated in the triangular trade system with the Caribbean, trading rum, fish, salt, and tobacco. The earliest Irish settlers began arriving in the early 18th century, initially being servants who came to work in Boston in New England for about 5 years and began gaining their independence. In the 19th century, Boston had become a place where Irish Catholic immigrants came all the time. They transformed Boston into a Protestant city to a very Catholic city. In the 1850s, anti-Catholic and anti-immigrant movements were directed against the Irish because they were poor, who took work. So they formed a union, often discriminating against the Irish population. Tensions started to decrease after many Irish joined the Union and fought in the American Civil War, which was a display of patriotism and their love for America. So it's became like less of a problem. Boston is now known to being very Irish Catholic city because of the highest Irish descent population in the United States. They left their mark in many neighborhoods like Charlestown and South Boston, and even named the basketball team the Boston Celtics. Thank you for listening to my podcast.